Ta-da!
Ta-da! Do the Hucklebuck.
Buck. Hey!
Do the Hucklebuck.
Hey!
Yep.
Well, I would like to announce that at this point, my score in Text Twist is 12,600.
Yeah, because... So
guess what happened? Guess who forgot to get the six-letter word?
Bet lost all her points because because apparently I distracted her. But you were
no,
also...
it was not your fault, my dear.
You said I was talking to you and I lost my
points. Well, but I didn't have to be talking to you. Okay, it was nobody's fault but mine, Niblet.
All right, Niblet.
But I'm going at it again.
She's starting over.
It can still be done. It can be done. I submit to you.
It can be done. It can be done. We're going to talk about our favorite Eddie Izzard bits right now.
Speaking of, it can be done.
It can be done. Yeah, because anytime I do a little voice like that, it generally is a tribute to Eddie Izzard, we should say. Because they're not necessarily... Pond of Death. That's
yeah. yeah.
But if I say
move it around a little. We've used that already.
Around. Yeah, we say move it around a lot. Eddie Izzard, if you guys are...
Oh, anytime you hear us go, oh. that's always from an error.
this is all true. That's also Eddie. So, we thought we'd expound.
If you don't
further,
know Eddie, I'd say most
bits.
Of you out there do know Eddie, but if you don't, go discover him immediately. Your life will be a lot happier.
His DVDs are all on Netflix now. Glorious, Dressed to Kill, Circle, what else? There's other ones.
Unrepeatable.
Mm-hmm.
The Definite Article. Really mm-hmm. like that one.
Those are all good. So we're gonna talk about some of our favorites. I would say probably my favorite one is on the DVD of Dressed to Kill, although it was not originally on the HBO special. The whole thing about the Great Escape. I love his whole bit on the Great Escape. It's hilarious. Also, the other one that's on the DVD that wasn't in the show was the Alcatraz, the short film about Alcatraz.
It's got a big thing at the back that looks like a monster.
But it's not. It's Alcatraz. Alcatraz. We're coming with prisoners. Coming.
Prisoners coming. My God, prisoners.
My God, the prisoners. Coming. That's funnier if you've seen it, actually.
As I suppose all these bits will be.
Probably. What are some of yours, Bet?
Absolutely. Probably my favorite. It's hard. It's like picking your favorite kids, but probably my favorite is JFK.
People of
at
Berlin.
At the Berlin
donut.
Wall. Yes. First of all, he tries to do an impression of JFK, which does not work.
People of Berlin.
So then he just becomes James Mason.
Yeah.
One of his two impressions.
Yeah.
That James Mason.
It's James Mason, by the way.
And Sean Connery.
Uncanny.
Yes. And so then it's the whole thing about Ich ein bin Berliner apparently means I am a donut.
Right.
Oh, we've heard
it's
that
like
one,
It's like saying
Jackie.
I am a Danish. It's like going to Denmark
yeah, exactly.
and saying I am a Danish.
I'm a Danish, yes. He's a fuck. Did he say he was a donut? He said he was a donut.
Yes,
the slang. It's American.
He's a donut. He's
a fucking
donut.
Fucking donut.
Fucking donut. That's a good one. Cake or Death, again, another brilliant.
Cake or Death rocks.
These are all from Dressed to Kill.
Very nice.
Cake, please.
Little red cookbook.
My favorite from Glorious, though, is bees. Covered in bees.
Oh, and that's there you go. Someone sees you from the street.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to go have a cup of coffee?
Don't have a cup of coffee with you. You're covered in
bees. And the whole being a taxidermist. Just stuff your cat with helium.
Oh, yeah. Which one is that? Is that on Glorious also?
That's on Glorious, yes. I want to fill a rat with the Gobi Desert.
Yeah.
So it looks really fat.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Glorious in so long that some of those bits
Glorious
are not
familiar is actually to me. My least favorite.
You know
of,
what? It gets funnier,
well, maybe
though.
Unrepeatable, and then Glorious one step up from it. Which you
Kill
know,
is the one
until
that
I started seeing
over
the other
and over
ones,
again.
I thought it was the bee's knees. But mm-hmm. you know, I love the bit in Circle. Mm. Is it?
Maybe.
Where he's talking about the Pope Mobile. He says, Pope Man and Altar Boy.
Yeah. Pope Man and Altar Boy, yeah. yeah. That is in Circle. I saw him on the Circle tour. I saw him at the Wiltern Theater, I think, in L.A.
I saw him on the Sexy Tour. Which
I saw
him
on the Sexy Tour also.
But.
Sexy with an IE, but that's not on DVD.
Yeah, I don't have the Sexy DVD yet because it's not out.
Not out. The only DVD that I own is Dressed to Kill, and I do watch it every... Oh, no, I own Circle also. But Dressed to Kill is the one that I watch over and over and over again. So
yeah,
those
you
bits
can't
that I'm
get
most
enough
familiar
Circle.
With.
I mean, you can't get enough Dressed to Kill.
Eddie's
you absolutely
awesome,
cannot.
You should all totally be watching it.
My first absolutely unabashed belly laugh that I got from Eddie was when he says, he was living in a cave... Like you do.
Like you do.
At that point, I realized I was in love with this
You were
man.
In love.
Yes.
I watched that with the artist formerly known as Lipsy Cab, and I have never seen her laugh so hard as when they were doing the naming session for Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, that's one of the greats.
It was that and
that's where
Hallelujah. She was dying. I thought she was going to die.
If any of you have heard us mention the name Slut Bunwala, that was one of the names for
Slut
Jerry
Bunwala.
Dorsey. Right?
Exactly. No, I like Jerry Dorsey.
No.
Zingleback, Bingleback, Zingleback, Wiggleback, Tweedleback, Bingleback, Dingleback.
Go back one.
Engelbert Humperdinck. No, go back one. That's Engelbert Humperdinck.
And he's dead now, you know.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's not.
It's not true. Yes, he is.
Yes, it is.
No. Yes. No.
He's got a cold.
You have the DVD?
Oh, attack.
Do you
have
the Dressed to Kill DVD?
I do have the DVD.
We'll watch that a little bit later.
Oh, that could work.
That'd be fun.
And then the British are all lined up and shot in the head.
the British people are all rounded up and shot.
And I love his bit about him making the money.
Transport papers out of cans and bits of jam.
Speaking of jam, I'll tell you another one I love of Glorious, which was God Making the World in 7 Days.
And then he
leaves it till the sixth day, and
yeah.
he just doesn't have doesn't have time for Margaret Thatcher's heart.
We'll just put a stone in there.
Yes, and Rwanda did not work, and that was at the end. And,
yeah, the platypus.
Yeah.
On the first day, he created air and water and trees and Philadelphia
and jam.
And it's always jam.
And things that
went... I do wish I had that on DVD. That'd be fun to watch again. Oh, we just got a comment. Late breaking news. Let's read the comments real quick.
Okay.
Come on. Real quick, if the mail would load. I get the notifications faster than I get the actual emails. One from Michelle.
Did you not get Lily's? I got it first.
I didn't see Lily's. I got one from Michelle that says, when do we get to the part where you invite me to dinner?
When do we get to that part?
Very soon. Very, very, very soon.
Keep listening.
We were planning on you being the hired help, and that way you could be there, and we didn't have
to waste
a spot on you.
Dishy, I was going to take you to Dairy Queen with Jesus, but apparently you don't want to have lunch with him, so
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we assumed you didn't want to.
It's your fault.
Oh, here we go. I just got another one. Is that the one? Is this the Lily one? No, this is from Kelly with an IE.
I want to say I don't have that one.
Holy cow, an old lady really did that. Does anyone remember the SNL public service announcement about kids swallowing fridge magnets? I seem to remember a kid who would turn towards large metal things like the bus. And yes, it's a trio. She's on a trio. Nice. Trio 750?
Trio? I don't get it.
That's the handheld device she's using.
Oh, okay, see, that's Luddite.
Well, I have I work in that field.
Well, I've got Lilies here. So
right, you read Lilies.
She says, you want micro for eye candy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That one I got.
Yes, and I want to listen to George, she means Clooney, go on about politics.
She doesn't, because, you know, he's a liberal.
Yes. But she does have a good suggestion. Does Long John Silver's count as fast food?
They might.
You could get him some chowder there, plus some fish. Nice,
I think Ivers counts. It's just a locally kind of thing. Because it is like a little fast food stand kind of place.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's messaging me now, too. We're being bombarded.
Might be Dishy, because she messaged me. So if you're getting ignored, Dishy, do not worry.
No, it's Duke.
There's
about the TV show. The TV show that he saw called Johnny Sacco and His Giant Flying Robot.
We have sent He's Duke leaving. Into a reverted childhood from which he shall never emerge. He'll end up in the corner, rubbing his hands together and
mumbling.
Okay,
quick, we gotta end this, because we got three minutes to post.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll be back at one my time. Back. Bye.